This is the CC Radio Podcast.
Welcome to the Countdown Podcast and our review of Greyhound. My name is Wayne.
And my name is Paul. Straight into it then for this very recently released on Apple TV.
Mere days ago, in fact.
Starring, of course, Tom Hanks and written by he. It's directed by second-time director Aaron Schneider, who did a film called Get Low, like 10, 11 years ago.
Have you seen it? No, I know of the movie.
Okay, the only one that he's done. It's based on the book called The Good Shepherd by C.S. Forrester, and other than Tom Hanks stars Stephen Graham, Rob Morgan, and Elizabeth Shue, it's only 91 minutes long, and the budget was $50 million. Ooh. Apple bought it for $70
million. Really?
Yep.
Oh.
To get distribution rights.
Interesting. That doesn't cover it's. Well, it didn't do any marketing. Well, so maybe everyone made 20
almost
million.
No marketing for it. So I guess they covered
their costs. That works fine.
Would be my approximate guess. Maybe made just a little bit of cream to say sorry.
I'd sign off on that deal. Sure. Okay.
All right. What's it about, Wayne?
Yo, Tom Hanks plays this U.S. Navy commander, Ernest Kraust, and he's assigned to lead an allied convoy of big-ass boats and ships and shit across the Atlantic during World War II. His convoy, however, gets pursued by German U-boats. They call themselves a wolf pack, which frankly is like kind of cool, I think. and the U-boats is like 6-7 of them, right? And they are just busting ass on this fucking convoy of big-ass ships. So basically, this is Krause's first-time mission, and he finds himself embroiled in like basically the Battle of the Atlantic. This is simply that bunch of days. That's it. Yeah, that's what this movie is.
Somewhere they lose air cover at a certain point when they leave.
That's right. For a certain amount of the route, they don't have air cover.
Yeah.
Which is the biggest, like they're really in the shit.
Was it 40 hours or 40 something like that? Almost a couple of days worth of time. Mm-hmm. And Kraus and his four destroyers are on their own in protecting the convoy.
Now, question for anyone who knows shit about military shit. I know that a captain of a boat is the guy on the boat, as in this is your boat. A commander is, I don't know where, but I know an admiral has a shit ton of boats under him. So I don't know where commander falls.
Guess he was a commander of that voyage, of the 37 plus four destroyers.
So if you're an admiral, you must have even more boats under you.
Well, I think the admiral's the commander of the entire navy, right?
Is that so?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Sounds about right.
There you go.
Let's not get too far off
the track. I have no idea what I'm talking about.
All right, Wayne, what did you think of Greyhound?
Fucking great!
Really?
This one is great. You know what? I did not expect it to be exciting. I didn't know Tom Hanks was going to do an exciting movie where you're blowing up U-boats and firing shit off ships. First of all, it's 80 minutes if you skip the credits. And
yeah, you take the credits out. It's about 80 minutes, right?
This is a beautiful, beautiful, like, I can sit here, be engaged by this shit. Sat down, usually I put it on and I'm looking at my second screen in case there's anything on the internet. Stop doing that. Stop doing it. Said, fuck it, I'm watching this movie.
Aren't you glad I listened to this podcast and these reviews where one of the reviewers puts on other shit to do on his other screen?
It's only just surfing, so sometimes I'm looking up things for the movie. It's fine. And also, it's in normal speed. So...
You need to stop bringing that up because I watch everything in normal speed, you motherfucker.
Yeah, you can because you can't fast forward Apple TV. Yeah. But this is like one of those purposeful war movies ever made. It's like it offers you fuck all outside the battle. It's like a couple flashbacks with fucking Elizabeth Shue, and then it's like
bookend flashbacks. That's it.
Really not giving you much about him at all either. In fact, no one. It's just about the battle. I'll take some of that if it works, and it does.
So. I gotta ask, Wayne.
Bring it.
A couple of years back, 3 years ago now, I think it was, we reviewed Dunkirk. Very similar.
No way.
Doesn't bother with anything about the characters. It just puts them in the middle of this famous thing that happened during the war. And you hated that fucking movie.
This is different.
For the exact same reasons. You said, there's no characters, and I couldn't get on board, and what the fuck?
Yeah,
and now you're saying, there's no characters, who needs it? This is great.
Again, look, there's a chance that I've only seen Dunkirk once, and but perhaps it would be better upon a second viewing. Perhaps I was in a bad mood that day. These things happen, all right? And I know that like Quentin Tarantino reckons Dunkirk's like one of the best movies he's ever, ever, ever seen, right? So I understand. I'm probably in the dark on this one. Probably in the minority. But this one here is, I don't know why, but it didn't have the weight of having to be a Christopher Nolan Dunkirk.
You're saying that was disappointing for you because it was a Nolan film.
Yeah, man.
Even after Interstellar.
Yeah, look, he's not flawless, but yes, a Nolan film. You're not looking forward to Tenet?
Of course, dude, it was the most anticipated film of the year.
Exactly. So it's like, you know, anyway.
And this, by the way, was on my top 10 most anticipated films of the year. I think it was my 10 or 9.
I didn't even know what it was, man.
And you said, what are we watching? I'm like, this. I'm like, come on, man.
The Greyhound? What's that about? Racing? Oh, I see. It was like that.
Therefore, you had zero expectations.
Zero expectations, which absolutely helps, no doubt, okay? Yep. But The fact that it is only about just this battle, and they've got U-boats stalking them, and how are we going to find shit out? And then people are barking more nautical, like orders than ever. And you're like, holy shit, this is really technical almost.
Yeah, I hesitate to use the word authentic because I've never been
in
the Navy, but it feels more authentic than...
Which is all it needs to do.
...than a film like, say, Battleship.
Did you like... Yeah, I've not seen Battleship, so, you know.
Did I like it? Yes. Did I love it? No.
Really?
Yeah, it's fine.
What do we like about it?
What I liked about it is, yeah, there is definitely a sense of tension. I think the first act in particular, it does a good job of establishing this is the way it works on this boat. Like, we follow the orders from Krause's mouth through the ship, basically, down to...
People yelling at each other all the way down to the line.
Yeah, all that kind of stuff, which I thought was interesting. That said, I watched it with my fiance, and she was like... Fell asleep.
Because she didn't like the repetition of
the
order.
She was all like technical. She's like, oh God, what is this? I'm going to bed. Good night.
I understand. Right. And I do...
And I'm not saying that's a boy or a girl thing, but she several times said, what's going on? I said, what do you mean what's going on?
Yeah.
They're protecting the ships and they're at those U-boats, they're German boats. And she goes, I didn't get any of that.
What?
So...
Oh, okay. Well, maybe it is a boy film. I don't know. But like the fact that it was so technical, at one stage I was listening to it, he's going like, you know, come at it at 38.3 degrees, whatever this, right? Yep. And I'm like, well, I don't need to know what that means in relation to the movie. All I know is he's barking an order because it came from somewhere. I would like to know how when you see a torpedo in the horizon, you know which way to turn the ship so that you can like not intercept it and also see where it came from. That's very cool.
For me, not having much to hang on to with the characters means I didn't have a connection.
Yeah. Oh, so now you're Dunkirking it.
Well, ironically, I'm going to give exactly the same score to this film that I gave to Dunkirk.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much exactly the same score.
Okay, all right. I can't remember that.
I think Dunkirk's a superior film. Technically, I think it does a lot more right. But in terms of overall experience, this is fine.
Really?
Yes. Because the same complaint is of that one, that I didn't care about any of these people. And when a few of them, not many, when a few of them die, I'm supposed to care?
I'm on board because he's...
No pun intended.
well, it's someone who it is established takes good care of Tom Hanks, shall we say?
Yeah. Well, don't say any more.
Yeah,
okay. We are in the non-spoilers. Exactly, probably, even non-spoilers. That was a bit of too much of a spoiler.
Fine,
I apologize.
That's fine. But what I'm saying here is that to take your point about like what you maybe wished for on this show, it does maybe get a tad repetitious in sort of the middle because it's all the same. It is, they're dealing with a different U-boat and a different U-boat, but it's the same sort of strategy. Fire those guns, do this thing, do some countermeasures, drop the depth charges. Yep. And that does potentially weigh a bit on the movie. I would say also that towards the end, I was like, I could have used a little bit more intrigue or something because what happened... I can't say anything.
Yeah. hold that for spoilers. Yeah. I think the CG is pretty good. I don't think it would hold up on the big screen. I think it would have looked pretty average on the big screen.
You perhaps are right.
Because there are some shots which are great. Yeah. There's a couple of great shots where like it follows Krause from one side of the ship to the other and there's a looming ship that almost hits them and you're like, whoa, that had some scale to it and it felt like it had some weight.
I have some questions about that later.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then you go out the other side of the ship and there's some shit happening out there and it's like, oh, that was a nice shot. That was well put together.
Hmm.
But some of these sort of big tracking shots, which are clearly computer generated, backing away from the fleet and whatever.
Okay.
And they're moving through the ocean. I'm like, you can see. Did it's you just really like CG.
Because here's what happened with that scene. There's a scene just where it's very wide shot. You see the entire fleet, you know, maybe like a drone shot. And then it just, as things happen, it drifts up and up and up
into the atmosphere, past
the fucking clouds into space. Yep. And then you see that. Now, I understand you having perhaps technical problems with that execution because there was no doubt it was a CGI sequence, right? Because people don't really do
that. Well, obviously, not, but it didn't sell it. It didn't look
good. No, it was not breathtaking. What it was, though, the reason that scene was there was to basically give you a break from what was about to happen. So it was, we'll talk about it more in spoilers, but I think that execution of that was really good because it made me think, fuck, this is horrible that this is happening. Which I think it was what it was supposed to do without actually spending the money on showing you. So, yeah, that's what I think. But,
yeah.
Okay.
All right. Look, obviously you enjoyed it more than I did, and that's fine. I'm happy I watched it. I guess I had much higher expectations than you did going in. And to not have anything to sort of hang my hat on, even Krause, all we really get is one line of dialogue saying it's his first time being commander.
That's the problem.
Right?
This is it.
And Tom Hanks is a good actor, obviously. One of the finest actors that's working today.
Agreed.
And so he sells a lot. with a little.
Yes.
You know, like he's doing some stuff, and I bought into his indecision on a couple of occasions, and it's costly in some ways, and in other ways it's the right decision. And I kind of was behind all that.
Yeah.
And I like some of the motifs and the themes, like he's not eating, he's not looking after himself, because everything's going into into his position of taking responsibility for however many hundreds of, I think it's all men at that point in time, and the 37 vessels that are at his command.
Well, his command, yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, I liked it. I didn't love it, because other than him, I didn't give a damn about anybody. I could barely tell one from the other. It's only because I've recognized, you know, Rob Morgan, or I recognize a dude from Snatch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or I recognize, oh, that's a dude from Six Underground.
That's right.
That's all I had.
Oh, yeah, Six Underground. I remember that guy too. I was like, oh, the bearded guy.
Yep.
So, okay. I think I see where this is going for you. Can we do the spoilers? I need a few things I got to talk about.
Yep, let's go into spoilers then. And we will basically talk about the rest of the film that we haven't already. All right, if you're still here, then you know that Wayne really enjoyed this one. I'm okay on it, and we're now going to spoil the rest of the plot. Do the fleet make it across the Atlantic, or are they lost in the Black Pit?
Many of them do.
Most of them make it.
Yeah.
A few boats get sunk.
A few boats get sunk, and that's what we were talking about. That scene where the camera fucking drifts up into the stratosphere was to get away from, holy shit, the Wolfpack is coming. Obviously, they fired a shitload of torpedoes and fucked up a lot of boats.
Whereas the mayor felt cheap. We're in the middle of the battle, and we've pulled away because too high. We've only got $50 million here.
It reminded me in tone of, you remember, this is, you're going to hate this, but Reservoir Dogs. Michael Madsen is about to cut the guy's ear off, and the camera pans past it. All you hear is that. That's what it was doing. It was doing
this. This is the dumbest shit anyone ever said in the history of, and I don't think I'm accelerating here.
Time. This is too horrific to see, so here's some fucking, it's horrible.
But it wasn't horrific at all in the sense of,
I know, it's not like cutting a guy's ear off.
No, it's not like cutting a guy's ear off.
I know, but that's what, I think that's where someone said, you know, I can save you $20 million right here.
Well, probably five or six.
Yeah.
And we don't need to show those three ships sinking because we've already seen that. And a little bit like you were saying before, it's a bit repetitive and the like. And I think that's the enemy of this film, other than the lack of characterization, is it does get a bit repetitive. At the end of the film, I wasn't like, yeah, they survived. I was like, yeah, they survived.
You're right. Something about, because it's so linear, this movie, it's just this happened, bang, right? No, don't get me wrong. It's a great thing to watch. I liked it, whatever, right? Mm-hmm. But I could have used something at the end. Now, if after he's like, whoa, this is what I was thinking, right? Because this would have made it a better movie, right? And I know there's no point for this. If,
no pun intended.
if he was...
can I get in?
I'm going to ignore that. All right. Bitch, please.
There you go.
But if at the end, after he's like, yeah, I've got the congratulations from the British guy and we're all good and I fucking saved it and all the people are cheering and shit, I could have used like, wait a minute. Is something wrong? Was that guy on the phone? Was that actually like a fucking German spy? I could have used something to make it. This is
Well, they kind of flirted with that because he's like.
That's what I thought. He had a weird look on his face.
Well, he's like, permission, sir, to accompany you as well because the boats are pretty banged up. And the guy says, no, definitely not. Terry, chap, chap, off you go.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, off you go back to Londonderry.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I thought, oh, okay, so there's more to come here because there was still 15
That's,
minutes.
That's, I think, what it gave me the idea. Yeah. Someone shot that and I thought, ooh, there's something else going on here. Yeah. Maybe there's some twist-ass ending. But then there wasn't. No. And I was like,
I think it was meant to reveal or elicit that sense of he doesn't want to let go of his charges because he feels so responsible. I think that's all it was.
Well, okay.
And then we get the answer to that when they sweep past the ship and they're all cheering them.
Yes. Now, that moment there, that's pure Tom Hanks is a good actor because like he's like seeing this and everyone's, yay, we know you saved us. Thank you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he has that look on his face and he's doing that well.
Yeah.
Right. So it almost saves like that bit. Not quite. I still wanted the twist.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was a little bit of a tonal note that probably was misplayed at the end. If you thought of it as well.
Well, probably the only person of note though who dies in the film is the guy who is his galley
chef. Yeah.
Rob Morgan. We don't even see him die. I'm like, oh, that's a weird decision as well.
I know.
We didn't even see an explosion. And again, it's probably budgetary.
Because they said he got mutilated. You know, that'd be hard to film. And probably might fuck with their rating.
I'm sure it just would have been, you know, that explosion that we saw at the back of the boat. That's what killed him.
Yeah.
Right? He just happened to be the wrong place at the wrong time doing whatever he was doing.
They could have shown him almost getting blown
up. Yes, we should have seen that explosion in his face or something. Because if he's arguably the third or fourth biggest character in this movie, and he just died, it happened off screen.
Yes. And you know what else? I'm not good with knowing characters' names. So he said
Cleveland.
So he said Cleveland died, and he's like, "Oh, well, it was." And you get this note where it's like, "Oh my god, that guy!" And then I was like, "Wait, who the fuck was that again?"
Yeah.
So you needed to connect it a bit easier.
I agree.
Yeah.
Probably the finest bit of the film, and maybe the arguably had the most weight is the funeral service, and they tip. They're going to bury them at sea.
Yeah, they tip him under the flag.
And then the third guy gets stuck just for a moment. And there's this look on Tom Hanks's face of like, oh, the, you're sort of led to believe it's probably Cleveland. I don't know why I think that's the case.
I think it is because what I thought was actually, I actually rewound that bit because I was sitting there going, is the reason he got stuck? Because they actually said, how did he get it? And they said he's mutilated.
Right.
So the reason he hung on the thing is because he hasn't got the body of like a solid body. Okay. He's mutilated like it's a bag of bones that are actually just getting hung on a flag. I think that's what was happening. Right. And I assume so. Yeah. Again, could have used a bit more information.
Yeah.
So
perhaps that's probably the problem with this film. Yeah. I know we never say this or very rarely say this on the show in 5+ years, but I think this is a film that could have done with 20 more minutes.
Oh, yeah.
20 more minutes early on to establish the characters, to give them a bit of bioplay. What's the relationship like with his exo? What's the relationship with the guy? Like he says... You know, you're a new sonar dude, and that's established during the film. But it would have been nice to see his uncertainty and insecurity about that. It would have been nice to see Krauss being a bit like overawed by getting the command of 37 ships to get them across the Black Pit. We saw none of that. It all came out through a little bit, but it wasn't fleshed out enough.
Yeah,
to make
you're given clues as opposed to I'm struggling between agreeing with you on that and the fact that I liked it was fucking 80 minutes long.
Yeah,
you know. Yeah. So it's like
as a film review show where we typically do at least 2 films a week, if not sometimes 3 or 4. Yeah,
you're like, hey, I'm
on. 90 minutes, I'm done, and it's only 10:30. Hooray!
So that's exactly what happened this week. Both movies I saw before 11 o'clock. I'm like, yeah, motherfucker. It's a Friday night. I'm getting a pizza cunt. So
and then I might jerk off.
Exactly. I'd already jerked off. So
I stand resolute, motherfucker.
All right. It's such a short film, other than to talk about the way that we have. There's not much more I really have to say.
Cool.
I'll go first. I'll give it a score. My final thoughts. Well, you've heard my thoughts is needed to be fleshed out more. Need to care more about the characters. Technically, pretty good, other than some of the CGs, a little bit ropey at times. For a $50 million feature film about the war, I was engaged. I was interested enough. I'll give this 63.
Okay, 71.
Okay. Oh, I thought you were high in that the way you were coming.
Yeah, I was talking. I was thinking about it, but then when I was talking about it at the end, I was like, I did actually want that, and I didn't get it, so maybe, yeah.
Okay, well, pretty similar there overall. It's a recommend from The Countdown. If you are at all interested in war dramas, then this is a film for you.
Mm-hmm.
Just be mindful. It's probably quite similar to Dunkirk in the way it's put together.
But also it's better, so...
It's not better.
It's totally better.
It's not better.
It's fine. Actually, expect nothing and it'll be better. How's that? There you go.
There you go. Expectations accounting for about a score of 8 points.
Big time.
Today.
Big time.
All right. Do you agree with us? Did you like Greyhound? Did you not? Let us know via email at thecountdownpodcast@gmail.com, on Twitter at thecountdownpc. You can follow us, like episodes on podbean.com where we host the show. Check out our Facebook listener community. Link is in the show notes. And ccradio.com.au for us and a bunch of other great Aussie shows.
Nice one.
That's it for us today. Thank you so much for joining us. My name is Paul.
My name is Wayne.
And this has been The Soundboard. We're pretty much in agreement here, so it can just be something nice.
Well, just don't play anything at all, cunt.
What was? It'll be something nice. That was just...
Hot damn! Oh,
fucking hell. See ya.
Lamest outro ever.